I have not decided yet what will be the subject of this retreat. Personally, I am leaning towards continuing the subject on human consciousness, but then I need to also take into account that some students need help in developing on other levels, awakening other centers, reaching various states of surrender. So I will see what kind of inspiration will guide me as we go on. Someone asked me a question. That person is able to experience human consciousness, but has not reached a deeper realization in the essential channel. So the question is basically, how is it possible? As I have explained, the proper realization of human consciousness requires that the person enters the essential channel. It requires at least the basic realization of the inner knower, because it is the etheric person who is the center of human consciousness, or as we call it now, human person. Basically, etheric person, human person, they represent the same meaning, just a different emphasis. First, many of you actually experience more or have realized more than you think. Because just through the grace of this teaching, through that ongoing transmission, as I speak of different matters, different states of realization, even though you have not been yet focusing on that, you are being just given the experience. Because I'm not just talking. It is transmission. An actual sharing, not just of the understanding, but sharing of the experience. However, still the fact remains that it's very easy to get confused whether one really experiences human consciousness. It is exceedingly subtle, even though it's not in contradiction that it is also so simple. How can one confuse? How can one really identify whether one is indeed experiencing human consciousness? For instance, one can confuse the experience of the pure subjectivity of the person with the base subjectivity of human consciousness. Because even though the pure subjectivity of the person, and I'm now referring to the internal person, has more like a pinpointed quality, it's more of a center, but when the person is relaxed, resting in himself, a certain space also opens in his pure subjectivity, which can be interpreted or misinterpreted as the base subjectivity of the human consciousness. That base subjectivity of the human consciousness is experienced slightly in front of the headspace, while the pure subjectivity of the internal person is experienced more back. You feel it somehow, you have a clear sense it is inside the head, even though very much in front. And human consciousness is more in front, more forward. As I'm speaking about these things, it's good that you have eyes open, because with eyes closed, there's more absorption happening. And this can cause human consciousness to be, in a way, deactivated. awakening, as I have in the last live stream explained, of human consciousness is concurrent to realization of the etheric person. So that base subjectivity of human consciousness becomes his new home. Before that, what was the home of the external person? The internal person was his home. So from the internal person, the external person was relating to personality, mind, and that psychosphere. But he could not actually be in that psychosphere. He could not stay there because he lacked stability of the base subjectivity of human consciousness. Basically, he did not have a home. The psychosphere cannot alone become his home. So when the internal person enters the essential channel together with the innermost person, we call it the inner person. It's quite interesting because now the external person, which becomes the etheric person, becomes an autonomous center. Before that, he was more of an extension of the internal person, but now he is a center of his own. There are still many things to clarify. For instance, in regards to the thinking. Before that, thinking was a communication from the conscious thinking, from the internal person with the subconscious mind via the external person. But now the external person can actually think in himself. He has become the human person. And he can think in two ways. One is he can communicate with the subconscious mind. Or he can think in himself, having his own internal contemplative thinking. But when he, because let's not forget that the etheric person, as he is realized, he merges with the subconscious me. which was the center of the subconscious mind. So how he can communicate now with the subconscious mind if he is? The moment he does it, he is actually the center of the subconscious mind. So what kind of a dialogue can be there? This is the dialogue between him and himself, using the information which comes from the unconscious mind. So it is also a type of internal thinking within the context of his him relating to the subconscious mind. But it is a different kind of internal thinking when he is not relating to the subconscious mind. He is just inside that the bubble of human consciousness. Now, I would like to a little bit to help you to identify if you truly experience the human consciousness. One way to identify is whether you can rest in that human consciousness, whether you can be there rather than just relating to it. Because when you can just be there, and as I said, it is experienced slightly in the front of the head, it means that the base subjectivity is present. Now, where do you experience the psychosphere? Everybody has a psychosphere. But if the external person is not, when there is no base subjectivity, so he is relating to that psychosphere as if from behind. So I'm experiencing the psychosphere in front of me, me as an external person. Of course, because it's all the spatial distance is so small, so one has to be sensitive to have a sense of orientation here. So the external person is the experiencer of the psychosphere. But where is he and where is the psychosphere? when the human consciousness is realized, it is one space which is composed of three things: the base subjectivity, the human person, and the psychosphere. So when you are in the human consciousness, you are at the same time in the psychosphere. You are not just relating to it from behind, you are inside of it. But what makes the matter even more complex is that the human person has his own psyche. Which means he feels himself. Not just as a center, bear attention, he feels himself actually is human. So how to distinguish between how the human person is experiencing how he feels his psyche from the psychosphere? And the thing is that the quality of the psychosphere can affect how the human person is feeling himself. So he is feeling himself based on his interpretation of the psychosphere, like the psychological mood one is in, and he can feel himself just within his own psyche. When the human person reaches vertical absence, what we call absolute human person, by the way, there is, we could even speak about another channel of vertical surrender, some kind of a frontal channel, which is in front of the essential channel, through which the human person reaches samadhi. So when he reaches the samadhi, he is not just experiencing the freedom of vertical, pure rest. He is also experiencing his psyche in an unconditional way. Pure psyche. Before that, his psyche was intertwined with the based on with the psychosphere, based on his relationship with the psychosphere, meaning how he felt his psyche was affected by the quality of the psychosphere. So in that vertical surrender, he actually transcends this, that what glues him, his sense of how he feels about himself, to the psychosphere. And that is the realization of the unconditional well-being of the human person. A type of transcendence in the human. This does not mean that the psychosphere becomes irrelevant. It still has a place in our existence, because the human person is experiencing himself on two levels, absolute and relative. The relative, where he is still in that relationship with the psychosphere while not being bound by it. The unconditional is he's experiencing himself in pure form, pure human psyche. Can you imagine that? To feel that human psyche in itself, in its pure form, which is completely independent from personality, from the psychosphere. It's quite extraordinary. We could even call it angelic human psyche. And when you really contemplate it deeper, like you start to begin to suddenly realize what is the essence of being human. It's like it's extraordinary. It's like, oh my God. Now I feel what it means really to be human. The human me, which is sometimes we refer to it as the soul of the person, certain angelic subjectivity that enters our existence in order to illuminate the person and transform the person, does not have a psyche. In fact, I'm inclined to stop calling it human me, but rather calling it just angelic me. This like base of our personal consciousness. Like the angelic subjectivity enters our existence to transform to create that that foundation based on which our personal identity can be experienced as divine. So it is on the level of that personal consciousness, personal identity, but not really human yet. The human is the human person, the human psyche. That what makes you human. So there's a difference between personal and human. Personal, in fact, from a higher standpoint, is actually universal. It's like the essence of true consciousness. The person that fundamental me. But the human person has one more element which is unique, the psyche. And now it's really difficult to define the term psyche. I just hope you feel what I mean. Or I could define it as the soul of the psychological dimension. So what does it mean to be human? And forget about all these concepts about human that are being has been conditioned in you by all these influences from people who live in a dream sleepwalking. What does it mean to be human? How does it feel above all? Because the human is infused with a profound feeling of himself. And that feeling, which is his psyche, is initially mixed with the psychosphere, but if you separate the psyche from the psychosphere, then you will be able to experience that pure feeling of being human. And that you can experience even if the person is not yet in a state of vertical absence. Not the person, the human person is not in a state of vertical absence. You can experience it when the psychosphere is transparent, because sometimes there is as if nothing happening in the psychosphere is empty, and this is the times which give you the opportunity to feel the human person in himself, because he is not influenced by the psychosphere. We are all humans here. If you are able to experience the psyche of the human person in its pure form, meaning you really understand who you are as human, that actually will transform both your perception and your relationship with other people. Because you, as if for the first time, you begin to understand who they really are. And that, in turn, allows you to have that feeling of empathic communion. And love. Because when you know the human person in the other, in another, even if they have not realized it, so you can still feel a trace of it. in them, or the potential to be that. So when you are able to experience that, you, this understanding dawns on you that we are all the same. We are same. And that is love, the true meaning of it. What else?